Good morning, everyone. Russ Martin, and we're pleased to have with us today Dr. Chad Pulver, who is Rensselaer Boys Basketball Coach and also a member of the Rensselaer Bomber Youth Basketball Committee. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Russ. Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. Nice to speak with you. The Rensselaer Bomber Youth Basketball Committee is having a fundraiser, but before we get into that, for our listeners that are not familiar with or not familiar enough with Rensselaer Bomber Youth Basketball, tell them a little bit about the committee, why it serves an important function.
Absolutely. Rensselaer Bomber Youth Basketball, or RBYB, has been around for a few years now. It is a committee of the head coaches for the boys and the girls, as well as the athletic director for Rensselaer Central High School and Middle School. And then there are seven members, both male and female, who have children, most of them, that are in the school system. Some are boys and some are girls that are in the school system now. And they get together. They meet at least quarterly every year. And they make decisions on what they think is going to be important for the families and the children who are playing basketball, and will put on different fundraisers. For example, the one we're going to be talking about today. But in the past years, they've done a 3-on-3 basketball tournament, the boys basketball camps that they'll run, and usually in the wintertime, November, December, the boys will come in and have 2 or 3 Saturdays where they're getting to know the game, working with the game. We're starting a new cadet training this next year for the boys' side. The girls work with Coach Radke and working on their fundamentals, and he has a certain number of weeks that they'll come in a couple times a week and work with him and his coaching staff. And so the Rensselaer Bomber Youth Basketball Committee has been there to try to promote basketball and activity for all of the kids in the area. And hopefully some of them continue to play and they're able to move on to middle school and high school sports.
Well, as I mentioned at the outset, the Rensselaer Bomber Youth Basketball Committee is having a fundraiser. Tell us about this event and when and where it will take place.
We are actually hosting the world-famous Nelson's Port-a-Pit Chicken. And so you can come and actually get a chicken dinner or a pork chop dinner. It'll be Saturday, December 17th. We're hosting it between 3 and 7. And if you are familiar with where the Rensselaer Central High School is, it's on the north entrance of the high school. So Bomber Drive, it will be there where people can come in. We are doing pre-sales as well as on the day of the event. If there are meals available, people are still welcome to come in and buy dinner that night. The meal comes with either a pork chop or a half a chicken. So it's a 12-ounce pork chop or a half a chicken. And then there's potatoes. There's a roll with butter and some cookies. The tickets are $14. We're very excited so people can pick up the tickets from our players, both boys and girls players, as well as the Willow Switch in town will have a stack of tickets where you can walk in and pay for the $14, and they're happy to help us with the fundraising.
Is this a carryout? Is it a drive-through? How does this work?
We are referring to it as a carryout event, but what that means is that people are actually coming in and we're doing curbside delivery. So people are going to be pulling to that north side of the Rensselaer Central School, so on Bomber Boulevard, and then we have that little area where it's almost like a U, and the cars will pull in there and they have their tickets and we will deliver the meals right to their car. So the idea is that it will be quick. You can get your meal and be able to go and enjoy your meal. We'll have our players out, the players and the coaches and the families will all be there working and making sure that the meals get to you quickly at the car. We are encouraging pre-sales. However, people can come to the event and purchase their tickets that night. One of the things that we do want to remind people is that these are very popular events and people do spend time to get in line to make sure they're getting their food. And so we do recommend that they purchase early to make sure that you're going to get your meal, because what we do is we take the ticket sales and order the meals ahead of time. We always have extras and we'll always make sure we can serve more people, but we want to make sure that those that want it get it. And so we do have the tickets at the event. Please try to purchase early.
We're speaking with Rensselaer Boys Varsity Basketball Coach Dr. Chad Pulver, and a member of the Rensselaer Bomber Youth Basketball Committee. And Chad, the proceeds that are garnered from the event, how will they be used?
We use these funds to actually purchase jerseys for the youth program. We purchase equipment. For example, one of the years we actually purchased rims that go over the top of the 10-foot rim to lower the rim for our younger players to be able to work on effective shot formation and working on their ability to cut and move. And so we're buying cones and we're buying balls and we're getting balls that are transported from place to place. And each team has a coach and the coach has a number of balls. So that way we're not using beat up balls, but we're actually purchasing nice game balls for the kids to be able to use. And then the jerseys and the t-shirts that happen. Some of the t-shirts are able to go home with the children and they keep them. And so for a nominal fee, a child can come in and be part and learn the fundamentals and then things that they can take home with them. For example, reversible jersey and a t-shirt to remember that they were doing it. That's what Bomber Youth has, the basketball program, has been putting together for a number of years. This steps up the game a little bit, starting to look at how can we start to improve some other parts of the equipment or the gymnasiums or how we might be able to help children with the travel. We have some teams that travel not only in Rensselaer but outside of Rensselaer and helping them pay some fees to be part of different tournaments or leagues. And so that's a majority of what we spend our money on.
If our listeners would like to find out more, and I'm sure they would, about Rensselaer Bomber Youth Basketball, where would they go online?
If they wanted to find us on Facebook, Rensselaer Bomber Youth Basketball is our Facebook page. We try to post things and make sure that people and our sponsors are all acknowledged there, as well as when we have events and making sure that we get pictures of the kids and that are going up with those events. If you'd like to contact us with an email, it's rensselaerbb@gmail.com. And so we try to make it ourselves accessible. The sitting president this year is Kerry Matthew. And so if you want to contact him directly, he's very good at responding. The other part is, if you know of people or are interested in being part, we always invite people to be part of our program. And even though board members are 7 members in the voting, but we need a number of different people who are interested in coaching or interested in help us prepare for events and execute events. And so we have a number of people that volunteer and are part of our program every year.
Once again, Chad, if you wouldn't mind telling our listeners one more time the day and when the location of when this will be taking place.
Saturday, December 17th, World Famous Nelson's Porta Pit Chicken will be coming and serving dinner between 3 and 7 p.m. Central Time at Rensselaer Central High School on Bomber Drive.
Tickets are available now from boys and girls basketball players and from Willow Switch in Rensselaer. Our guest today has been Dr. Chad Pulver, who is the Rensselaer Boys Varsity Basketball Coach and also a member of the Rensselaer Bomber Youth Basketball Committee, talking about a special event coming up that everyone will want to take in. And Chad, we thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Russ.
Dr. Chad Pulver, our guest today on The Bear.